Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the second week of January, and a very happy new year to you. How have you been over the holiday season? Did you make new memories with your loved ones? Were you able to take time for yourself to do things that you normally don't get the chance to do? As for myself, my holidays turned out to be quite unexpected. Originally, I was planning to spend the festive season writing letters and emails to my friends that I hadn't been in touch with for a long time. But guess what happened? On the day of Christmas, I came down with a fever, and even though it was nothing more than a regular seasonal cold, my energy level was low, so I decided to rest in bed instead. But because I wasn't feeling too sick, I decided to read a book as I lay in bed. Last year, a friend of mine introduced me to a fantasy novel called Blood and Ash series by Jennifer L. Armentrout. I became so obsessed with the series that I read all 5 books available more than twice. The series has a prequel called Flesh and Fire series. Because I was so invested in the characters of Blood and Ash series, for a long time, I was reluctant to start the prequel. But that day, as I lay down with a sore throat, I suddenly got inspired to try this prequel series. So I started reading book one. And by the end of the day, I was so absorbed in the story that I couldn't put it down. For the whole week following the Christmas, I spent day and night reading this series, and ended up finishing book 1 and 2 before the New Year's Day. It was a rather intense week, but I thoroughly enjoyed the luxury of reading time. It was also a great reminder of how our plan can be easily messed up, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Though I still plan on writing letters and emails to my friends. Today, I am sharing with you a story from the time when I was 9 years old. One of the things that we do less and less of as adults is to engage in a silly activity with no other reason than just because. We become so busy being serious and doing things that are meaningful that we forget to play, to be silly. When I was younger, every day I was busy doing anything but meaningful things. And in this memory, I am yet again engaging in a silly activity. My action is completely pointless. But it's funny. And perhaps that's the point. I wonder what meaningless, silly activity you might be inspired to do as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. Your delivery is here. In this memory, I'm 9 years old. One day, as I come home from school and stand outside the front door, I get inspired to pretend I am a delivery person. "Hello?" comes my mother's voice from the intercom,
and I put on a deeper voice, mimicking a typical delivery person that comes to our house. Your delivery is here. I think I've done a good job, but when my mother opens the door for me, there's no surprise on her face. Didn't you think it was the delivery service? Of course not, replies my mother with a straight face. It was your voice. What a bummer. The next time I do it, I make sure to speak in an even deeper voice. But no matter how many times I do it, my mother isn't fooled by my voice acting. One day, I come home, and it's my father who picks up the intercom. Your delivery is here, I reply, as I have gotten used to doing, in the deepest voice I can produce. Okay, says my father's voice. Several moments pass, and I hear him call out to my mother behind the door. Where is the stamp, honey? I need it now. We've got delivery. The door bursts open, revealing my father holding a stamp in his hand, and I explode with laughter. Oh! The shock on his face is nothing but real. It was you! Couldn't you tell that it was me? No, says my father, his expression now a mix of disbelief and amusement. The voice didn't sound like yours at all. I really thought it was the delivery service. And with that, my weeks of voice acting practice has finally paid off.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.